I have a question for you just to consider for a moment. What do you think is the greatest miracle in the Bible? Thank you. Over this last few weeks, we are looking at the subject of salvation. Pardon me, I've got the Five Valleys cough at the moment. Last week, we were looking at atonement, penalty for sin. Atonement. You've been saved. You've been saved as someone who has said, Lord Jesus, I want you in my life. I recognize my sin. I want you to be Lord and Savior of my life, of my future. That is what atonement is. And you are either saved or you are not. No middle ground. You are saved or you are not. Next week, we are looking at parousia, Christ's return, eternity, which Peter will bring to us. Eternity, really big question. You can think that's way off down there. Jesus' Sermon on the Mount said, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow's got problems of its own. Think about today. Be in today. Be with me today. And if you are one who has given your life to Jesus Christ, he is saying to you, look to me. Look to me for all things. Look to me for everything. Look to me for the way, the truth, and the life, and the purification of yourself. So we have atonement at one end. We have eternity at the other, bookended of what we are going to be looking at today. My name is Nick Crowder. I'm a member of Minchin Hampton Baptist Church. And I would just like to pray. Father God, we welcome you here. Father, we thank you that you have been speaking to us specifically in this church over these last years. And your cry has been to us, will you let me in? The desire of your heart is to be here. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you here today. We welcome you, Lord Jesus, for all that you are, for all that you bring, for all of the life that you have available for us, that, Father, today you will awaken our hearts, that, Father, we will allow you to be within us, to speak to us, to hear that still small voice and respond. And we're looking today at the power of sin, sanctification. When you have been saved, you have been given the right and the opportunity to be saved from the power of sin. Power of sin, that holds you down, that holds you back. And that is through sanctification. Sanctification being the ongoing spiritual growth and holiness. And each day each Sunday we meet here, that plaque looks down on you. The beauty of holiness. But beauty sometimes can have a feel that it's costly as well. There's a sacrifice in there. So we have atonement at one end, we have eternity at the other, we have sanctification in the middle. This is your journey. This is your journey with Jesus. Sanctification, the purification of ourselves. And we have a part to play, and God has a part to play. Sanctification means freed from sin, purified, to be made holy, to be reserved, to be set aside. When you've come to Christ and you've gone, yes, Lord, you are my Lord and Savior, we have exited the world economy. And we have stepped in to the holy economy. And if you don't know what the holy economy is, then you need to be listening more and more to Jesus, because it is a wholly different way of doing life. It is through surrender. It is through this before this. It is about giving of ourselves, of saying, Lord, what is your will? Because you have the perfect way for me. The perfect way. And he says in Leviticus, I am the Lord your God. Keep my instructions. Where? In your heart. And do them. Don't just keep them in your heart and park them to one side and paddle around just in the water on the edge of the ocean. He wants you to get in and walk in deep with him. For I am the Lord who sanctifies you. I am the Lord that sanctifies you. It is by his grace, by his power. And within Titus it says, Jesus gave himself to redeem us from all sin, the power of sin. It doesn't hold you down. It doesn't hold you back. But only if you are standing, walking with, working with God. You can't do it by yourself. You cannot do it by yourself. Jesus wants us as a body of people, you as every individual, to be a people unto his own, to be more and more like him. And we can't do that by ourselves. We can't make ourselves like Jesus, but that is why we have been called. That is why we've been given this phenomenal opportunity, this greatest gift, the greatest miracle in the Bible is you, if you have said yes to Jesus, because there is a process now that is going on called sanctification, releasing you from the power of sin so you can be more like Jesus. I don't know what better, what a more amazing miracle there is than us here today under God. And we can have a relationship with him. And that gets me, because I think the creator of heaven and earth is interested in me. And I just find that absolutely awesome. And that's why it always gets me in my throat, because I think God's interested in me. And I think, okay, Lord, I know you're in me. I know when I stepped forward in 1989 at Billy Graham's last rally and I said, Lord, I give you my life. And I stepped out and I stepped forward and walked down those 100 steps and stood in front of Billy Graham and put my hands out in front of God and said, Lord, I am yours. I know I have done that, but I know also I cannot say I never sin. And nor can you. And you might think, oh, no, I'm a good Christian. I never sin. I do the right thing and think the right thing and all the rest, but you do. Because all that we think, all that we do, if it is not totally in line with Father God, then we are distanced from him. We are sinning. We have the urge, the natural urge to sin. That is the original sin, where Adam and Eve stepped away and thought up their own good idea. Wasn't a very good idea. But God made them. He knew. He gave them independence of thought and mind. He knew what was going to happen. But it's independence of thought and mind that enables us to have this free will that God has gifted us to choose to come toward him or not. To choose, because the foundations of the best relationship is choice. God is not a dictator. He is a loving, caring, compassionate, phenomenal Father God that could love you, nurture you, heal you, restore you, bring you to the fullness of life like you could never comprehend. And we do not deserve And it is only by surrender that we see that. Sanctification is a progressive process. It is seeking God's mind, the mind of Christ, the increasing holiness, to growing grace and knowledge of Jesus, to see ourselves cleansed from the filthiness of the flesh, and pressing on toward the goal, the heavenly goal that God has called you to. And you could think, okay, God has called me? Yes, each and every one of you has been called if you have given your life to Jesus. You have a calling on your life. It is not just, okay, Lord, fine, here I am. I give my life to you. Excellent. I'm going to pull out the chair, get a beer, sit back, watch the telly. I'm saved. Brilliant. No. It is a journey of sanctification that he is taking you on, seeing you released from the power of sin so you can be more like Jesus, so people can look at you and see God in you, and your life will have impact on others. Why would people want to come and walk through those doors and come and sit here on a Sunday if it's just to sing songs to something that is there? They come in because they see difference. They see hope. They see opportunity. They see a different kind of person. And that is what sanctification is, the purification of us to enable us to be more like Jesus. But that takes a step. That takes a step of trust. My first period, once I had given my life to Jesus at that Billy Graham, and I can't say life got easier when that happened, and I found myself in a church where I was living in Southwest London at the time, life was hard. I'd just been made redundant out of a very well-paid job. 17.5% interest rates on a mortgage on our house. Every day you come back and you see interest rates going up. What am I going to do, Lord? And I went into this church just down the road. I sat on the pew and I just leant forward and I said, God, I do not know what to do. I do not know what to do. I've done everything that I can do. And as clear as day, this still small voice said to me, will you give me the steering wheel of your life? Well, that still gets me. I remember it so clearly, and I got this steering wheel as though it was here in my hands. Poor. And I said, yes, Lord, here is the steering wheel of my life. And I literally did this, and I handed it over to him. I said, Lord, there you go. I surrender all. That is the steering wheel of my life. And I step away from it, and I step to you. I step to you. And there is a part that we play, and there's a part that God plays. And as we hand over the steering wheel of our life, it is not throwing ourselves, abandoning ourselves into nothing. It is throwing ourselves into the arms of God. And he says, I will sanctify you. Jesus says, I will sanctify you. The Holy Spirit says, I will sanctify you. God, what a team to get on. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they are all with you. They are all for you. And again, you just consider and imagine, this is the creator of heaven and earth who is saying, I want to hang out with you. I want the best for you. And then Paul says, may God's peace sanctify you wholly. God's peace, when we walk with Jesus, it might be challenging. Actually, I'm going to tell you, it is challenging. It is challenging. But in that challenge, you have the peace. But if we live after the flesh, we will die. But if you, through the Holy Spirit, give up the deeds of the body, you shall live. If we give up the sin, the deeds of our body, we will live. And we can consider, oh, well, it's only a little sin. It's only a little thing that I've done wrong here. I haven't murdered someone. I haven't gone and burgled someone's house. But the weight of all sin is equal, so it says in James. It separates us. That mindset, that action separates us from God. The way of us trying to sort things out separates us from God. And I think 6-7 months later, after that incident of when I handed over that steering wheel of my life to God, life was tough. I had taken a job with Allied Dunbar, become a financial advisor, self-employed, based on Holy Commission, working in the city, and I was falling apart. I was close to bankruptcy, the house being taken, not enough money coming in for the family, my partner at the time, and a single little child, Aunt Amy, back then. I was just about hanging on with my fingernails. And in hanging on with my fingernails, I was falsifying my work documents to say that I was doing work when I wasn't doing work. And one day in the office in the city, my boss asked me into the office. I came in, I sat down, I thought, I know what he's going to ask me. I sat in front of him and he said, Nick, I just want to talk about your work documents. I thought, oh God, what am I going to do? And before I could open my mouth, the door opened, someone called him out. And he walked out of the room. I got up and I walked over to the window and I looked out onto the road just up from Aldwych. And I just said, God, what am I going to do? As peaceful as anything, this voice said, tell him everything. Tell him everything. Tell him everything. You must be kidding me. I can do this. I could do that. Tell him everything. He came back in. I sat down. I told him everything. And I thought, I'm going to lose my job. It's all going to fall apart. As it turns out, that man, Gareth, was an instrument of God that had been designed and set up to be there at that moment in time for me to come alongside me and say, Nick, thank you for telling me that. Now, what can we do together to help you? And that man walked with me for a year. And that's another whole story. As a guide, as a mentor, as a father in faith, to nurture me and to love me and see me and my family through that period of such hardship. I looked up today what actually the street was that I looked down on. And it's called Kingsway. I'd forgotten. I went and did things the King's way by stepping out of the boat and trusting. Why on earth do you think Jesus said to Peter, step out the boat? Because he wanted him to take a step of faith, to trust him. And it is trust and it's try. Trust and try. This is up in Highgate Cemetery. I saw this about 15 years ago and I said, oh my gosh, Lord, you have set before me so many walls of huge boulders. And you have said, put your shoulder against them and push. And I'm thinking, yes, I've got to push this sin out of the way. I've got to do this. And he said, put your shoulder to it and push. And then he has said, now, Nick, well done. Well done. You were faithful. You put your shoulder to that. And in that process, I have refined you. I have purified you. I have sanctified you. I have enabled you to understand your sin, and I have relieved you from that. Now get up and walk around that boulder because I have strengthened you for the next stage of your journey ahead. God will put you in really tough situations, but look on the flip side of the coin and go, what are you doing here, Lord? And put a smile on your face, put a shoulder to the boulder, because sanctification is a process. It is an absolute process. And my question to you today is, if you have stepped forward and you have said, yes, Lord, I am yours, in that journey of atonement and eternity, that distance of the sanctification, where are you? Have you just said, yes, fine, I'm now yours, Lord. I'm a Christian. Woohoo! I'm saved. I'm in the kingdom. And I'll just wait for eternity to turn up. Well, God has invested in you. He has given you talents. Have you just buried them? Or are you going to step out and say, yes, Lord, I'm going to trust. I am going to trust you that when I sense your presence, when I hear that still small voice, though I may not understand it, I'm going to step forward. I am going to step forward. A few weekends ago, Gary was just talking, and I was sat just back there, and I felt that sense of God inside me that I've come to recognize over these last 30 years. And I could not move forward. And I just knew God wanted to say something. I didn't have the words, and I mumbled into Steve's ear. Bless him, he trusted that God was doing something. And I came forward and I said to the congregation here, God is speaking today. There are a number of you here today that God is speaking to. I said, if you want to come forward and be prayed for, do. No one moved. No one did anything. Music started. I just stepped back, feeling pretty Billy Nomades. But I'm going, Lord, I know that you spoke to me, that you asked me to step forward. After the service, three people come up and say, God has spoken to me. God was speaking to me as you said that. And since then, three other people have come forward and said, God was speaking to me. It's not about me, it's about him. But it is about us taking a step of faith and trusting that God is wanting to lead you on in sanctification, in the release of the power of sin, so you can be all that he has designed you to be. Do not rest until you reach eternity. Do not settle. Do not reduce God to the size of your biggest problem. For I am certain that God, who began the good work in each and every one of you, will continue his work until it is entirely, finally finished on the day of Jesus Christ's return. There are some people here who are tied up. It's like you are in the harbour and you're a boat tied up in the harbour. You've been launched, but you have not been set free. There are things of your past that are holding you back. There are fears, maybe shame, there is pride. There are things within that cord of that rope that is between you in that little boat and the jetty, which is your old life, that have not been severed, that have not been set free. And you think that that is your security. It is not. It is holding you back. It is stopping you from leaving that harbour and going on this amazing adventure with Jesus. It is holding you back from being fully, wholly sanctified and released into what God wants. If you'd like to stand, we're going to sing. John. And I'm going to stay up here. And if you want to come forward, step out of that boat and say, yes, Lord, whatever this is that I'm holding on to, whatever this rope is, I want that cut, I want that severed. Just feel free to come forward. I am nobody special at all, but I know my Father in heaven is, and he is here now, and he is wanting to do business. Thank you.